Welcome back. It's hour number two of Garden Talk live at KSRO, celebrating our 30th year radio station in September, celebrating our 80th year here in Santa Rosa, bringing you all the best in news and entertainment. I'm Steve Garner, along with Dave Fazio, sitting in for Gwen Kilcher today. David, the proud owner of the Sonoma Mission Gardens, his nursery out at Craig and Arnold Drive in Sonoma. Some 40 years in that beautiful location. It is a landmark place, not only of the best plant material you can imagine, but a place of healing, too. It's a beautiful, tranquil spot. You can spend easily an hour just wandering around the nursery, and hopefully you'll buy something.
That always helps, but we have a lot of people that just walk in and sit down for a while and take a deep breath.
It is very meditative and always has been, and thank you for creating that. David continues to teach horticulture at our Santa Rosa Junior College, and he's just pinch hitting for today only for Gwen Kilcher. He's been out on a lot of consultations since the fire, assessing property damage, giving comfort, and also really great, solid, calm insight and feedback about what to do and what not to do as far as thinking about re-landscaping your property. Truly a font of information with access to pretty much every plant that's imaginable, and has worked with most plants here in Sonoma County over the last 45 years. 636-1350 is our number in the greenhouse this morning. You can reach Dave right now during the next hour and talk gardening. Or if you're so inclined, steve@ksro.com. Helen, thank you so much for holding during the news break. Welcome to the show. You're on with Dave. Hi.
Hi. I have a 10 by 10 area that I'm having rototilled, and I'm going to plant grass seed, and I wondered if there's any other prep I should do to the soil. It's quite a bit clay.
If it's really heavy clay and kind of sticky and gooey, I would throw some organic material in there, whether it be a bulk manure or a little bit of manure and straw from somebody's horse barns or cow barns, or you're buying a soil conditioner of sorts from a nursery or a landscape materials place. But it would help break the soil up, the clay particles. And I'm not, at this point, because it's fairly wet, it might actually be kind of sticky, and you may end up with clods with a rototiller. But the organic material would help break it up quite a bit. And then if you save a little bit of it, you could probably use it as your top dressing once you get it graded out and stuff, if you're making a lawn out of this area. So that you can throw a little bit of it.
Is that something I can just buy at like Home Depot?
Yeah, that would be something that they would have in bags. You know, most of the nurseries or garden centers would carry that in bags for you. And in 10 by 10, that's only 100 square feet. So depending on the product, they'll tell you how many square feet the bag will cover for you.
But you'd only need it. Should I put that on first and rototill it in?
That would be most ideal, and then save a little bit to put over the top of the seed. Because if you just throw the seed out there on top of the ground, you're going to find that every bird in the neighborhood is going to be there having lunch.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
636-1350, if you'd like to reach Dave Fazio, that opened that line, or steve@ksro.com. You should put this on your calendar. Well, you shouldn't, but I would suggest you do, and it's next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, December 2nd and 3rd, rain or shine, holiday open house at the Luther Burbank Gardens from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We definitely want you to consider heading out there. The entry is only $12 if you're 12 years old or older. Santa Rosa and Sonoma Avenues. That's right downtown Santa Rosa. A lot of information available at Burbank Home at lutherburbank.org. It's a very popular community event. 38 years this community tradition began, and it's one of the best seasonal celebrations we have. Visiting the home and gardens, experience the charming reminders of bygone days when you can tour the home decked out in the old-fashioned holiday finery inside and out. You can see the latest exhibits and shop for unique Burbank-related items in the Carriage House Museum and Gift Shop. There'll be docent tours. Rachel Spaeth will be on site, who's the garden education curator at Luther Burbank. Rosie the Trolley will be giving free rides to and from handmade. You've been on Rosie the Trolley, Dave?
No, I haven't.
It's fun. To and from the handmade holiday crafts fair held out at the Finley Community Center, which is out at College Avenue in Stony Point. So that you can hop on that and ride around. And it's done entirely in-house with all the volunteers, which is just terrific. There'll also be an appearance by Gayla Barron, There's going to be some limited copies of Santa Rosa, a 19th century town, available for autographing. And that's with Gay LeBaron, Press Democrat column, Dee Blackman, Joanne Mitchell. We'll all be there on site who wrote this book, a limited supply of these, this great book. It's lavishly illustrated, and it follows the founding of Rancho Cabeza de Santa Rosa in 1837, the location of the Carrillo Adobe, through the eventful decades of the Bear Flag Result, the Civil War, the coming of the railroads, and ends with the 1906 earthquake. For our part, Luther Burbank has his proper place in Santa Rosa history. So as we head into Santa Rosa's sesquicentennial year, the book will make an excellent gift for a history buff or anyone who loves Santa Rosa. Also make a nice addition to your bookshelf. It's $35, and Gay and the rest of the authors, Dee Blackman and Joanne Mitchell, will be there to sign copies of the book. There'll be spiced teas and cookies available, too, provided by Chops Teen Club this year, and all that going on at the open house next weekend. Does that sound like fun?
It sounds like fun, and it amazes me because Luther Burbank's home and garden and stuff is quite a big attraction. It's amazing how many people come from far and wide to visit that, and yet a lot of the locals don't even know about it.
You are so right. I couldn't have said it better, and thank you for saying that, that it is one of the highlights of people visiting Sonoma County and Santa Rosa.
There was a one of those surveys run a year or two ago that you know, everybody thought, well, people come to Sonoma County to visit the wineries. Well, yes, they do, but Luther Burbank was top. Yeah. And there was some guy that had bought a piece of property out on Bennett Valley Road recently that was giving me a hard time about wanting to see Luther Burbank. And I said, well, just go down to his home. He's laying there under the tree, you know, and he kind of looked at me strange, and he didn't even know that the house was there either.
Here we go, another person. So put that on your holiday list. Certainly, if you have visitors this weekend, stroll on by and check it out. If it's a great thing to do with visitors, especially since we have a little bit of sunshine today. Ties into the mid-60s. Perfect day to get out and walk around, whether it's going to be Armstrong Woods or stay in town in Santa Rosa. Enjoy the county at its finest before the rains come. 636-1350. We can take another call right now. If you want to take a call, give us a ring. 636-1350 or Steve at ksro.com.
Traffic on the fives and weather six times an hour. Mornings on FM News Talk Radio KSRO.
Thank you, Sonoma County, for supporting the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market during this difficult time. Our hearts go out to all those affected. We all need a little comfort now, and for our Thanksgiving feast, enjoy selections of fresh greens, mushrooms, carrots, potatoes, turnips, Brussels sprouts, and winter squash, along with seasonal pomegranates, persimmons, apples, and walnuts. Meet local ranchers offering a variety of quality meats, including beef, chicken, and pork. Choose fresh fish and crab from a variety of seafood vendors. Everything you need to create the freshest Thanksgiving feast is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Remember to check out the creations of the many talented artisans for holiday gift giving. Open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 p.m. at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
The holiday season is here. There is no better place to help you create that special environment than the Gift Horse in Healdsburg. Whether it's home decor, dining, tabletop, linens, or kitchenware, we can inspire the decorator in you. Hi, I'm Carol, owner of the Gift Horse. I invite you to come see all the beautiful, special things we've added this season.
The Gift Horse Home Store.
The Gift Horse Home Store.
Home decor and more.
If you love to set a beautiful table for the holidays, the Gift Horse is the perfect place to find wonderful linens by April Cornell, elegant tableware, Lennox wine glasses, and colonial candles. We are ready for the holidays.
From our door to your door.
We're next to Garrity's Hardware in Healdsburg.
The Gift Horse Home Store.
The Gift Horse Home Store.
Home decor and more.
Open every day 9 to 6.
A very special Black Friday sale starts Friday at Johnson Pool and Spa. in both their Santa Rosa and Windsor showrooms. The biggest names in spas, Caldera and Jacuzzi Spas, are on sale this Friday through Saturday, December 2nd at Johnson Pool and Spa. Accessory upgrades and special pricing with up to $500 donated to the Redwood Credit Union Fire Relief Fund for each spa sold at Johnson Pool and Spa. If you're a first responder, you'll enjoy even more savings. Info at JohnsonPoolAndSpa.com.
An important message from Medicare.
It's Medicare open enrollment now through December 7th.
Time to go online and look at all your Medicare plan choices.
Like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Look for lower costs, more benefits. I'm open to that.
Every year, plans change. So can your health needs.
Open to something better? Start today. Use the tools at Medicare.gov.
Or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Dave Fazio in the KSRO greenhouse this morning. You can reach Dave from Sonoma Mission Gardens live at 636-1350 to answer any and all gardening questions. Want to run by some landscaping ideas with Dave? Well, he's installed thousands of them over the last 45 years. Plant selections, rebuilding, replanting, resodding, reseeding, you name it. He has been out and about crisscrossing the community over the past couple of weeks, giving ideas and estimates and feedback to people that are interested in replanting their landscapes and what to do, and as important, if not more important, what not to do at this point. General gardening tips and ideas, winter gardening, vegetable planting at this point. Good time to put in a winter vegetable garden for those of us that have the space and time, isn't it?
Oh, exactly. Especially with the rain coming tomorrow and stuff. Or any time during the week would be good, too. But the winter vegetables or the cool season crops are prime and ready, and a lot of people have already got them going and producing really well. I think you mentioned something about having kale already this season.
It's doing beautifully.
I've been amazed. Our kale has gone right on through the summer and everything this year, and it's still producing like mad, and we're throwing some more lettuce in because that's the time of the year, and the peas and the broccoli.
Edible peas?
Yeah.
Yeah, ours are doing great, our edible peas and our kale. Look out.
And while we're on the subject, now is the time also to plant sweet peas. Don't wait till you see them blooming in somebody's garden in the spring and want to plant sweet peas. Plant them in the fall.
Do you still have a good selection of sweet peas?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of sweet pea seeds available and stuff at this point in time.
I always think, right about now is the perfect time, actually, with the rain coming. So head to that. So is it time to plant broccoli and things of like that?
Oh, broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, turnips, beets, carrots, radishes, all the lettuce greens, Swiss chard, spinach. Trying to think what else you can get out and get going at this time of the year. But there's an amazing quantity of vegetables that grow through the winter cold. And the nice thing about the winter garden is the watering job doesn't exist. You know, you don't have to get out there with a hose every day or every twice a day when you put the seed in there and stuff. You can plant the stuff and walk away from it, basically, at this time of the year.
That's a great. So plenty of time to put in a winter vegetable garden. What we are going to have done pretty soon is pruning our ginkgo, which is we have not touched for 10 years. And it was one of the greatest color shows we've had this past year.
Yeah. This fall has been a good fall color season. The pistache trees and the, not so much with the liquid ambers, but the Chinese pistache trees and the ginkgos and the Japanese maples and stuff. The color's been really quite spectacular.
Are people interested in replanting trees? Are you getting a lot of questions about trees that burned in the fire? Is that a major part of what people are looking at?
Well, for some people, you know, I think the big thing that people are concerned about is whether the tree was damaged so much that it's risking falling over or something of that nature on the bigger trees. It's really hard to say because you get to one house And it looks like the fire burnt there for several hours, and you get to the next house, and it's like it moved through in a hurry, and it just singed the leaves off of everything. So a lot of it is just time and patience.
What about redwoods and oaks? These seem to be the priority big trees that people are so concerned about.
Well, you know, the redwoods got a lot. I've seen a lot of redwoods that are really badly singed, but when you start looking at them, they are going to regenerate from the trunk, you know, which they will do fairly readily, whereas oaks, not so much. Mm-hmm. But the oak trees, there's a lot of them that are again, the leaves got torched, and already in, what's it been, 2 weeks or mm-hmm. 2.5 yeah. weeks, they're already starting to push little buds and new leaves out already on them. There's no hard and fast rule when it comes to the fire as to whether a tree is going to make it through.
Well, the sycamores went up, though, really quickly.
Sycamores went up pretty fast. And, you know, things that are high oil like bays and eucalyptus, you know, Highway 12, almost every eucalyptus down Highway 12 where the fire was, they've cut them down. Mm-hmm. And mostly because they just fried really bad.
Yeah. So some of those will not be replanted because of the risk of fire.
Well, unless somebody really has to have eucalyptus for whatever reason, because eucalyptus is non-native. It was brought in from Australia, you know, with steam engines.
Good
and some of the varieties of eucalyptus throw seed and pop up all over the damn place. And, you know, so they're not the most desirable tree to have around anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So the natural attrition of that tree,
yeah,
we may not see.
But the bay trees especially, and you'll find, I mean, even before the fire, the insurance companies, you know, if you had a bay tree hanging over your house or something, I heard of several situations where they would not even offer the people insurance because of the bay tree being there. You know, until they took the bay tree down, then they could buy homeowners insurance.
Is that right?
Yeah, because they're really high in oil, and so they burn really quickly, and they burn hot when they burn.
And was this quite an education for you about insurance policies and what reimbursements are available for landscape replacement?
The first day or two when I started getting calls, I was sort of running around in circles, because previous to this, insurance estimates have been for one tree that a car ran over or something of that nature, you know, nothing major. And all of a sudden, you've got all this devastation all over the place. And I went down to my insurance company, and they sort of helped me a little bit and said, you know, this is the sort of thing the insurance companies are looking for. And then I talked to two or three other insurance people that I knew, and they all said basically the same thing. Uh-huh. And a lot of it is that most of the policies, unless you've taken out something special, allow you a 5% of the total liability package on your landscaping.
Uh-huh.
And up to $500 a tree. $500 a tree for a big old oak, you can't even get it out of the ground for that price. I mean, you know, it's like nothing. And so I don't know whether the insurance company is going to take a good look at this, or people are going to look at it and say, hey, I think I need more fire insurance or what. But it's been an eye-opener for a lot of people.
So most people that have lost their landscaping will not be able to replant, at least with an insurance settlement, it sounds like, with what they had previously.
Probably.
Is that a fairly good general statement?
Generally, I would agree with you on that.
Has anybody asked you to actually do a plan yet? Actually do blueprint plan?
All the plans that I've done are things that that I'm doing are things that were for houses that were unaffected. The only person is the lady that you turned over to me up in Fountain Grove who lost her house, and she insists she's going to rebuild it just the way it was, and she wants the garden just the same. So
God bless her.
We dug back in our files, and we have her drawing and everything, so we're in good shape. We don't have to draw it over again for her.
From beautiful Grayton, Colleen, welcome to Garden Talk Live at KSRO with special guest host today, Dave Fazio. Hi, Colleen.
Hi, and happy post-Thanksgiving, everyone.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for talking about reseeding and the trees. Have any of you been to see that chestnut tree that's at the Peace Park at Regal?
I have not, no.
Well, you should. It's got a special carving on it, and the tree's hollowed out. I don't know if it was lightning or decay or whatever, but it produces so many chestnuts you wouldn't believe. And long ago, I named that tree Resiliency as a reminder for me to carry on and endure and then continue to be fruitful.
And this is a chestnut tree. This, for those out of the area that are listening, this is you're speaking of Regal Ranch Park in Sebastopol?
Then there's a National Peace Park next to the dog park, and I encourage everyone to visit it and check out the chestnut tree and all the other memorials there. And I've got a memorial for my daughter, and if you find a heart rock, come and bring it. It's over on the western edge there. If you need a heart rock that someone's put some love into, take it. It's always in a state of flux, my little mini garden. And there's a group there, and there's a sign, a telephone number if people want to get involved. And usually once a month they sit together and tend to the Peace Park there. But that tree is a symbol for me before this fire happened. And so trees are so important that I wanted to see if you agree with me that we should leave all the trees in place as much as possible, burned out or not, just for soil retention, because those roots are still holding the soil in place. So to help prevent erosion. Additionally, anyone thinking of getting a Christmas tree, in years past, there was a program through some of the nurseries of buy a live tree, bring it home and celebrate. And then this organization was replanting them after the Lake County fires.
Yeah, we did that. My wife and I did that last year. We had a tabletop tree and then took it back to the nursery where we purchased it, and they moved it on to people that needed that tree.
Yes, so I'd love to see the nurseries get together and get that going. And then additionally, since one of the benefits of having to rebuild for us is that we can do it differently, and I want to stress for homeowners and commercial property owners that repipe for gray water gardening, and let's analyze how many of the homes that were saved because they had some type of vegetation. And so we reduced all these lawns, but what price do we pay? So if we were doing it with correctly with clean gray water, because we're not putting contaminants into our water system at all, and we put that into our garden around our home, and we think of fire safety and what's native and what already uses little water, and food gardens, in your yard. And so how could we be resilient and like that chestnut tree, carry on and continue to bear fruit in so many wonderful ways? So thank you for your continuing decades of garden talk, and blessings to all.
Thank you. And I love the idea about visiting the chestnut tree in Regal Ranch Park in the Peace Park. Thank you for. I wasn't aware of that chestnut tree's existence, and I'll make a point next time I go out to Regal to search it out.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, staycation in Sonoma County.
Thank you, Colleen, and great holiday season to you.
Thank you.
Take care. We'll take a break. It's the bottom of the hour and be right back. Nice call. 636-1350. If you want to add words of encouragement for those that have lost their homes and property, please do so. If you have some ideas about relandscaping your own property, please share them with us and our listeners this morning, or specific advice that you'd need for your specific task at hand as we approach the fall and winter holiday season. Vegetable plants, pruning of those fruit trees, a lot that can and should be done around our yards and landscaping. I'm Steve Garner along with Dave Fazio. This is KSRO. It's Garden Talk. Back with more questions. You can also email us anytime, steve@ksro.com, after the news.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
Thank you, Sonoma County, for supporting the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market during this difficult time. Our hearts go out to all those affected. We all need a little comfort now, and for our Thanksgiving feast, enjoy selections of fresh greens, mushrooms, carrots, potatoes, turnips, Brussels sprouts, and winter squash, along with seasonal pomegranates, persimmons, apples, and walnuts. Meet local ranchers offering a variety of quality meats, including beef, chicken, and pork. Choose fresh fish and crab from a variety of seafood vendors. Everything you need to create the freshest Thanksgiving feast is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Remember to check out the creations of the many talented artisans for holiday gift giving. Open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 p.m. at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Hi, Jeff Davis here again for Smothers European Volvo. If you've been knocking around the idea of getting a new luxury vehicle, there are certainly a lot of choices. Well, Smothers is offering a deal now on the Volvo S60 that can make it an easy step. It's a compact luxury sedan and offers the standard innovations you find on newer Volvos, like the leather-wrapped tilt and telescoping steering wheel, two-zone electronic climate control, and heated outside rear-view mirrors. The 8-speed Geartronic automatic transmission with advanced quick shift is powered by a 2-liter turbocharged engine. And of course, the safety features are among the best. Until the end of the month, you can get a select 2017 Volvo S60 for just $259 per month for 36 months with $34.39 due at signing. Hey, this is the time of year to take advantage of remaining 2017 models, and the new Volvo S60 is a great way to get into a luxury vehicle. See one today at Smothers European Volvo. They're at 2881 Corby Avenue and smothers european volvo.com.
City Carpets in Cotati is moving, and everything must go. We're giving away the smaller remnants, and room size remnants are priced at 50 to 75% off. Beautiful 6x9 area rugs are priced at $99. Our last day is Wednesday, November 29th. Don't miss the best flooring deals in Sonoma County. City Carpets on Redwood Boulevard in Cotati. Open today until 5 p.m. Don't miss it. Everything must go by November 29th.
Here's something good for your soul Sunday mornings with the Center for Spiritual Living. Tune in at 8:30 and hear a half-hour message of practical spirituality from Edward Filyun. You'll hear spiritual practices translated into inspirational ideas for everyday living. Spiritual Living with Edward Filyun, Sunday mornings at 8:30. Think of it as spirituality for people who don't like church. That's Spiritual Living with Edward Filyun, brought to you every Sunday morning at 8:30 on News Talk KSRO.
Learning just how much shopping Americans did on Black Friday, and sales continue to shift away from brick-and-mortar stores. Americans spent $5 billion online. That's a 22% jump from last year, according to Adobe Insights.
The numbers are up, way up. Amazon also reporting growth. Sales 50% higher on Thanksgiving 2017 compared to 2016. That is a monster bomb.
CBC's Becky Worley. Meanwhile, a potential crisis at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, with two different people being told they're in charge. One's the deputy director.
We think it's very clear that Leandra English should run the Consumer Bureau until the president nominates and the Senate confirms his choice.
That's Ed Merzwinski with the Public Interest Research Group. President Trump, though, named Budget Director Mick Mulvaney to the post, citing a different rule. Egyptian officials say more than 300 people died in an attack on worshipers at a mosque Friday. Brad Milkey, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Rain starts tonight, goes into tomorrow. Today, though, partly cloudy at 68, 67 on the coast. Overcast, some rain tonight, low 55, 56 on the shores. Light rain for Sunday, about a quarter of an inch, high 58, 59 in Bodega Bay. Partly cloudy by Monday, high 60, 58 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
It is Garden Talk Live, Garden Talk Live at KSRO News Talk Radio. I'm Steve Garner, along with Dave Fazio. Dave is in the epicenter of the fire, Glen Ellen and Kenwood, his nursery. The Sonoma Mission Gardens has been there for over 40 years and certainly well established as far as knowing what happened, where and how, and the resource of getting plants back in the ground and doing kind of on-site, well, on-site support and handholding for so many people that lost so much. How are some of the local preserves faring, like the Quarry Hill and the Bouverie and the Pepperwood and all those in the Kenwood, Glen Ellen area?
Well, Pepperwood got partially burnt. There was areas, I guess, that got it. And there, I was talking with one of the ladies that's out there, and she was rather... This was after the fact. She was rather excited at that point because there were plants that they were seeing starting to germinate on the property that they haven't seen there in years. And, you know, fire does interesting things when it comes to plants. A lot of the seed crops and stuff need that additional heat in order to germinate and grow. So we'll see a little bit of a change in some of our areas around. Quarry Hill, it burnt up around the back end of it. Some of it got singed, but most of it is fine. Bouverie, it burnt. MFK Fisher's house is still standing. So is a big solar unit. And, you know, but
you were mentioning the turnoff on Highway 12 to Glen Ellen, those huge eucalyptus there on Highway 12.
Yeah, the old, I don't know whether you'd call it a farmhouse or what. It's got a name because it's been there forever. But there's a big white house on the left-hand side just past Quarry Hill that sits back on a gravel drive with white rock pillars and two huge eucalyptus. I mean, they're 160 feet or better. The eucalyptus are completely gone. The house is fine.
The randomness of the fire.
Yeah, you don't know.
Rachel Spaeth from the Luther Burbank Home and Gardens. She is the garden director, is on the line with us. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Dave. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing fine. Dave was saying, oh, Rachel wasn't able to get here. And I said, well, she's with her family this Thanksgiving, and she's too full to even get over to the radio station this morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I'm down by L.A. now, and we're enjoying botany at, you know, 35 to 60 miles an hour, depending on which pocket of traffic we're in.
Remarkable. So next weekend is the big holiday open house. I mentioned it last hour, but why don't you tell our listeners firsthand what they can expect when they come to the open house next week?
Sure. So the open house is Saturday and Sunday from 10 until 4. It's going to cost you $3 to get in, but we're going to serve tea and cookies in the greenhouse, and I'm sure everybody can eat just about $3 worth of tea and cookies. Kids get in free. We'll have lots of handmade craft items, lots of fun things going on throughout the gardens, and it'll be a good time.
And is there entertainment? Anybody singing, dancing, signing books, things of that nature?
Yes, we usually have authentic Santa Claus playing the banjo in the courtyard. So that's always fun, singing some Christmas carols with him. And then we do a couple of hands-on kid activities, and you can go through the house. We have docents stationed in each portion of the house, and it's actually a really sweet deal because usually it costs you $7 for a tour to get into the house, but it's the only time of year that we open it up.
Oh, that's really great. And I also mentioned that the Luther Burbank Gardens have obtained a few supply of the Santa Rosa, a 19th century town, autographed by Gayla Baron D. Blackman and Joanne Mitchell for sale.
Yes, that is true.
So they'll be for sale for $34.95.
I do believe so, yep. And they are all personally autographed. The ladies had a good time signing them down there the other day.
So what's going on in the gardens as of this November? What is in bloom? What might be in bloom? What are your plans for the fall and winter, Rachel, as the garden director?
Sure. So we've swapped out a lot of our demonstration beds that had pretty flowers in it, so it's kind of the lull time of year, but we put in some things that'll bloom for us over the winter, like the primrose or pansies. A lot of our grape hyacinths are starting to pop up. We'll have a lot of bulby things. And then we do a lot of cover cropping this time of year to kind of replenish our soil nitrogen. So we use either Burbank clover or Burbank wheat or Burbank oats. Mm-hmm. We've got a nice brassica demonstration that has all of your plants in the mustard family. So Brussels sprouts, kale, broccoli, cauliflower, kohlrabi, turnips, all that stuff that you can see the variation from plant breeding just from one particular species there, which is kind of fun. We did an interesting bed this year that's rhubarb and rhubarb Swiss chard, because invariably when people are walking around, they look at the Swiss chard and they say, oh, that's rhubarb. And I have to say, well, not really. So we planted both of them next to each other so that people can tell the difference.
Oh, you're messing with people's minds. No, you're opening their minds. You're educating their minds.
Exactly, yeah. We're just taking the questions that people often have and clarifying a little bit.
Are you going to do any little docent tours around the gardens, or is it all inside for next week?
It's all inside for next week, although people spot me around. I'm usually the one with the green apron that's chasing my tail, but feel free to ask me any plant-related questions that you have around there, and I'll be happy to answer them.
How was the fruit tree pruning demonstration a while back?
Oh, that was really fun. We had about 30 people attend, and then we had a lovely tasting underneath the arbor of the kiwi, and even fed some stray wanderers through the garden. So that was fun.
What trees did you demonstrate the pruning on?
We did plum trees this time, and it was kind of late in the season for doing the plums, but with the fires and everything, we just kind of had to go with what we could do.
How's the kiwis?
Kiwis are spectacular. We're going to have a really nice crop this year. It's not as big as last year, but the fruit is bigger. There's just fewer of them. And people have started picking them now. They're not actually ripe now. We wait until we get two frosts. The first frost will knock off all the leaves. The second frost converts all the starch to sugar in the fruit.
Oh, so that's when they really sweeten up, is after the frost, like citrus does.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Commercially, they'll pick them hard when they get to a certain degree of Brix. They check that with the little light refractometer. But for us, we like them sweetened right off the vine.
I don't blame you. Do you have to do much pruning of those kiwis?
I kind of just hedge it for us because we're just trying to keep it into a particular size. And if people come to visit, they'll see that it's gotten a little out of control. I need to get a scissor lift in there to get it out of the trees that it's climbed up. But our female is about 35 years old, and the male is about 5 years younger than the female.
Wow, but that's perfect timing because she'll outlive him by at least 5 years.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Well, this is wonderful. I'm so glad you had time to give us a call this morning. The Holiday Open House, put it on your calendar. It's next Saturday and Sunday, December 2nd and 3rd. Rain or shine, 38th Annual Holiday Open House. It's from 10 to 4. If you're 12 and older, it's only $3. And as Rachel pointed out, because she's a natural marketing guru, is you could eat that much many cookies and tea for $3,
mm-hmm.
right? So think of
absolutely.
It. And you'll get a chance to go through the house. Is that their docent-led tours of the house next week, correct?
Absolutely. Yep, we have one docent stationed in each room, so you can ask lots of questions of each individual docent, and it'll be decorated very nicely for the holidays.
And I believe there is a gift shop, is there not?
That's true. Gift shop, and there's a little museum display in there as well, and our theme this year was food will win the war, because we were celebrating a century since the original Victory Garden concept in 1917.
Oh, that's just wonderful. We'll look forward to it next Saturday and Sunday. Thanks so much, Rachel.
All right. Thanks for having me, Steve.
Okay, take care. Rachel Spaeth, the gardening director for Luther Burbank Home and Gardens. We'll be back. We could take some more phone calls at 636-1350 for special guests today and today only, Dave Fazio, the Garden Talk Show host for 17 years on this program, continues to own and operate Sonoma Mission Gardens, Sonoma County's most beautiful nursery since the mid-1970s, over 45 years, also continuing to teach in the horticulture department at the Santa Rosa Junior College, is able to answer pretty much anything you can throw at him. He's been doing a lot of counseling and evaluations of property damaged by the fires over the past month or so, and has a great perspective living and working here for so many years about what we should and shouldn't be doing in our gardens and yards this particular holiday season. 636-1350, no one on hold at this moment, or Steve at KSRO.com.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio, 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
The Rohnert Park Community Services Department presents the 38th Annual Holiday Arts and Crafts Fair, November 24th and 25th, 10 to 4 at the Rohnert Park Community Center, 5401 Snyder Lane. Local arts and crafts artisans will offer unique holiday ideas for giving and displaying. Distinctive jewelry, yard art, wine barrel creations, lotions, scarves, and hats, even gift food items. In addition, there will be roaming entertainment and food both days. This year, they've added the Little Elves Workshop. Children can visit the workshop to write a special letter to Santa and drop it into Santa's mailbox before they leave.
Don't miss this opportunity to see the work from a variety of talented artists and craftsfolk from all around the Bay Area, as well as the annual holiday pottery infused glass sale offering one-of-a-kind pieces. That's the 38th Annual Holiday Arts and Crafts Fair, Friday and Saturday, November 24th and 25th, 10 to 4, both days, at the Runner Park Community Center on Snyder Lane. It's the best craft fair in Sonoma County, period.
The 2017-18 season is underway at Weill Hall at Sonoma State University's Green Music Center. Once again, this season offers a great variety of entertainment. Friday, December 1st, it's Late Night with Leonard Bernstein, a multimedia event celebrating his centennial year. You'll get a glimpse into the personal side of this iconic figure, hosted by his daughter, Jamie.
This was Lenny the Communicator.
On Sunday, December 10th at 3 p.m., the Philharmonic Baroque Orchestra and Chorale perform Handel's Messiah, with Nicholas McGeegan conducting. Then Saturday, December 16th, it's a vivacious Celtic Christmas from Cherish the Ladies, one of the top Celtic groups in the world. It's an evening of captivating arrangements and stunning step dancing. An evening at Weill Hall at Sonoma State University's Green Music Center offers an experience you'll never forget. For tickets and more info, visit gmc.sonoma.edu.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
At E.R. Sawyer Jewelers, we know your beloved jewelry is much more than the sum of its parts. Your grandmother's bracelet, your grandfather's pocket watch, your mother's wedding ring. It's your heart, your story. E.R. Sawyer Jewelers has been here for 138 years, and their experts are waiting to help you restore, recreate, or start anew with your jewelry story. Visit their knowledgeable team and explore the possibilities. E.R. Sawyer Jewelers, the I Love You store since 1879, downtown Santa Rosa and Main Street, St. Helena.
Good morning, Margaret. Welcome to Garden Talk live at KSRO with special guest co-host Dave Fazio. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to tell Mr. Fazio that he and his Sonoma Mission Gardens rebuilt a vegetable garden with deer fencing and all that kind of stuff for us out off Rivoli Road this fall.
Yeah.
And it had gotten run over by... a drunk driver who was having a good time back in April, and they finished it about 3 weeks before the fire, and our house burned, everything around it burned, but that vegetable garden is still all in one piece. It has a little bit of charring on one side, a couple of the beds, the bottom corner of the bed got charred, but it's, I would say, 97% still standing. Job well done.
Thank you.
How? What, did your house completely burn, or did you sustain a lot of damage?
It completely burned, and everything else around it. The vegetable garden is kind of down and a little, I don't know, not a hole exactly, but it's a little bit down, and apparently the fire just kind of flipped right past it.
Are you going to be rebuild?
We're planning on it, yes.
Good for you.
We're planning on it. So looking forward to it growing, to growing vegetables in it at some point.
well, here in this,
for a couple of years.
And this vegetable garden remains a beacon of hope to welcome you back, that it survived.
Absolutely. And actually, I had planted some lettuce and things like that. There was one chive plant that is still alive. Who knows why?
Yeah. It's amazing how it reacted in the various areas and stuff, and what was left and what was gone.
Yep, absolutely.
Anyway, that's all. I just wanted to say thank you. It's a beautiful enclosure. It was well done, and I'm looking forward to planting it.
Thank you, Margaret. This has been a wonderful call, a very needed call for all of us to hear, and we are our hopes and prayers for you. You and your family to rebuild, okay? And keep us in the loop, please, about how that garden is faring as you move through the process.
I will do that. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Margaret. Beautiful call. We'll be back after this.
Weather every 10 minutes mornings, every 30 minutes all the time on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM, KSRO.
Are you looking for a Medicare plan? Choosing the right plan should be easy. With Kaiser Permanente, it can be. Call 1-888-870-0300 now to speak with a licensed sales specialist and get a Kaiser Permanente guide to Medicare free with no obligation. With Kaiser Permanente, you get hospital, medical, and prescription drug coverage all in one plan. You can choose any available Kaiser Permanente doctor. Plus, there's no annual deductible and no co-pays for preventive care. The deadline to enroll is December 7th. Don't delay and don't go without the coverage you need to stay healthy next year. Call 1-888-870-0300 now for your free guide or to enroll. Dial 1-888-870-0300 to speak with a licensed sales specialist now.
This information is not a complete description of benefits. Contact the plan for more information. Limitations, co-payments, and restrictions may apply. Benefit premiums and or co-payment co-insurance may change on January 1st of each year. You must reside in the Kaiser Permanente Medicare Health Plan service area in which you enroll. The provider network may change at any time. You will receive notice when necessary.
Are you looking for a Medicare plan? Choosing the right plan should be easy. With Kaiser Permanente, it can be. Call 1-888-870-0300 now to speak with a licensed sales specialist and get a Kaiser Permanente guide to Medicare free with no obligation. With Kaiser Permanente, you get hospital, medical, and prescription drug coverage all in one plan. You can choose any available Kaiser Permanente doctor. Plus, there's no annual deductible and no co-pays for preventive care. The deadline to enroll is December 7th. Don't delay and don't go without the coverage you need to stay healthy next year. Call 1-888-870-0300 now for your free guide or to enroll. Dial 1-888-870-0300 to speak with a licensed sales specialist now.
This information is not a complete description of benefits. Contact the plan for more information. Limitations, co-payments, and restrictions may apply. Benefit premiums and or co-payment co-insurance may change on January 1st of each year. You must reside in the Kaiser Permanente Medicare Health Plan service area in which you enroll. The provider network may change at any time. You will receive notice when necessary.
50 years ago, John Promzini was farming hay in Marin and Sonoma counties, and like every ambitious young man, started to look for a winter project. He was up in the mountains on a fishing trip with his parents when he was inspired by the beautiful fir trees surrounding them. So began the Promzini Christmas Tree Farms, serving Marin and Sonoma County for the past 50 years. The Promzini Christmas Tree Farm is truly a family business, and the whole family works very hard to keep up with the technology and new products like beautiful handmade accessories. Check out their locations from Marin to Sonoma County and make it a special family outing. Choose from their 6 varieties of the best quality fir trees available at any of their locations. Things have changed since 1963, but the one thing that has never and will never change at Promzini Christmas Tree Farm is their commitment to the quality of their trees and the service to their customers. Find a location near you. Go to PromziniTrees.com. PromziniTrees.com.
Did you know Sonoma County has one of the highest volunteer rates in the nation? That makes us Sonoma proud. United Way of the Wine Country needs English and bilingual volunteers from January through April. Help low to moderate income working families and individuals get back the money they deserve at tax time by training as a volunteer for the United Way-led Earn It, Keep It, Save It free tax assistance program. Too many local individuals and families struggle to make ends meet. You can really help. No prior tax experience needed. More than $32 million in refunds has been brought back to our communities through the Earn It, Keep It, Save It program. Volunteers help ensure all tax credits are taken by those who qualify. Become a tax preparer, intake coordinator, or interpreter during tax season. Show your Sonoma pride. Volunteer today. It's fun, rewarding, and a great resume builder. Training is free. Learn more at UnitedWayWineCountry.org or call 528-4485.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Black Friday's over, but not at Ace, where you can get big savings all weekend. Get up to 50% off select gifts throughout the store. Plus, save 50% on 300-count Celebrations LED Christmas lights, now just $9.99 after instant savings. And for even more savings, print out our online coupon to save $10 on your purchase of $50 or more. This weekend only at your neighborhood Ace. Coupon valid on November 25th and 26th. Limit 1. Exclusions apply. Lights offer valid for Ace Rewards members at participating stores.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
It is Garden Talk live at KSRO with Steve Garner, along with Dave Fazio. Pinch hitting today for Gwen. She'll be back next week. She's on a Thanksgiving vacation. So the things we can do during the next couple of months as rains come is make sure if we have hillsides that those are stabilized, either with wattles or with some netting. Is that correct? Or possibly some reseeding?
If they're steep slopes, yes. If they're mild slopes, I probably wouldn't worry about it, you know, too much, unless you see no signs of native vegetation in the sense of the grass seeds and stuff starting to germinate. And it was amazing how fast the grass seeds started popping out of the ground after the fire.
I know Sonoma Mission Gardens has their annual burlap bag giveaway every single year. Is burlap good for flat areas to kind of help keep seed in place?
It will help with erosion. The only thing about the seed in the burlap is that it if you put it on first, it's not going to come through the burlap.
Oh, it won't.
And stuff. So a burlap's a little too thick in reality. But if you've got a real sharp bank that's exposed, the burlap stapled down would help hold it there for you.
Okay, that's wonderful. It seems like almost an unlimited supply of burlap bags for so long.
I don't know what it is, but one of our fountain suppliers ships everything wrapped in burlap,
which
I think is better than having it in that what do they call that stringy wood plastic product that you can't burn or anything else?
Yes, that's of no use at all.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So if you see any greenery at all, leave it alone. Don't mess with those plants at this point.
Yeah.
Be patient.
Yeah, and a lot of people right away, you know, their big old oak tree, for instance, the trunk looks black, you know, from soot or smoke, and the leaves are all gone and stuff, and people are going, well, should I have this cut down? Give that tree a chance. Yeah. You know, you're not going to replace a 100-year-old or a 200-year-old or even older oak tree in our lifetime. Yeah. Leave it be. See if it'll come back for you.
Okay. And wait certainly for the entire debris removal process to be complete. Realize that it's unlikely you'll probably be able to replace all of your landscaping depending on what insurance policy you have. I mean, these are the hard realities so many people are realizing. Call and trusted people for advice.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one place to do. Did you have clients in Napa that you have consulted with also? Or is it mostly Sonoma County at this point?
I have not done a lot of consulting after the fact. In Napa, we had one of our clients that we had just finished the job like 2 weeks before. We hadn't even sent them their final bill, and the entire place was gone.
Oh, see. So
you know, it's like,
Well, it's just beginning. We hope to see you soon in the next few months in 2018, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, it was wonderful seeing you again.
It was good seeing you. It was good being here.
And thanks, everybody, for your calls. Some really wonderful calls today for Dave Fazio. Coming up next, Chef John Ash in the KSRO Kitchen this morning. We'll be talking with the owners of a brand-new restaurant that's just getting ready to open their doors this coming weekend. It couldn't come at a better time. Plus, a brand-new cooking school has opened in Pengrove. And we'll talk to the owners of that wonderful new enterprise back after this.
This is FM News Talk Radio at 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM. KSRO Santa Rosa.